everyone. I'm Trent Luce. Welcome to the journey we call Colorado Trails and Tales. Jump on in the Luce Tales Food Link Chuck Wagon. And if you do that, we will tour the region, the country, the globe. We will look at the news stories of the day. But at the end of the journey, it will be up to you by yourself to determine how and if this information might actually affect us living this way in the good old U.S. of A. My goodness. You know, I spend day after day going to meetings talking about how we feed the ever-growing population. Everybody admits 9.2 billion people by 2050, doubled the amount of food produced in the past 8,000 years in the next, 39 years, more food than we have produced since the beginning of the mankind. And yet the challenges continue to come left and right. I see that there has been a denial, finally a bit of common sense from our judicial system. There has been a denial to list the buffalo as an endangered species. Yes, two people filed a petition to list the buffalo. And here's a perfect case in point. At one point in time, some people think we had as many as 60-70 million buffalo on the North American continent. We can document that in the late 1800s, the buffalo population was less than 500, 400 and some head of buffalo. Today, we are reporting multiple thousands of head of buffalo, and somebody wants to put them on the endangered species list, using this as a tool to remove the very resources that are converted into food, fuel, fiber, and pharmaceuticals. And then I see coming out of, there's a lot of play. And in fact, I've had a couple of people at a point blank ask me, a retired professor, Dr. Don Huber, who I know nothing about from Purdue University, has been chirping about biotechnology being a problem for quite some time. And finally today, I've gone back and looked at some of the information. In fact, he's written a letter to Secretary of Agriculture Tom Vilsack requesting that genetically modified crops, in particular Roundup Ready crops, be eliminated. Get rid of them. And here, and this is from the letter that he sent to the Secretary of Agriculture. You tell me what's wrong with this. You tell me. For example, he's talking about this pathogen that they've identified at 3,600 times magnification. The pathogen may explain, don't you love how they use the words to not get themselves in trouble? The pathogen may. This is supposedly a scientist that is talking about this kind of information. The pathogen may explain the escalating frequency of infertility and spontaneous abortions over the past few years in United States cattle, dairy, swine, and horse operations. These include recent reports of infertility rates in dairy heifers of over 20%. And spontaneous abortions in cattle as high as 45%. Where has that taken place? This is supposedly a scientist who is saying that I heard about John Tom down there. He had 50% of his cows that were open. Oh, needless to say, his bulls had trick, and we didn't test the cows for trick. So consequently, he doesn't have calves. He's got open cows. Let's blame Roundup Ready. And here's my case in point. For example, this supposed scientist says, 450 out of 1,000 pregnant heifers fed wheatage experienced spontaneous abortions. Over the same period of time, another 1,000 heifers from the same herd that were raised on hay with no abortions. High concentration of the pathogen were confirmed in the wheatage. What's the problem with this little scenario that the supposed scientist has just laid out for us? Somebody tell me. Class? Yes, exactly. You are right, Tom John. We do not have biotech-approved wheat varieties. Where's the problem? I don't know what the problem is. I do know that for the past 2 years, most places in the country have experienced high levels of moisture, higher than we had previous years. And what grows when you don't store? I got some hay right now that's just pretty darned embarrassing to feed to my cows. And it's not because there was some genetically modified biotech alfalfa grown. It's because we put it up too wet. Mold has grown. And guess what causes abortions and problems with the reproductive system more than anything else? Mold! I don't understand why people who live in a society where we have the ability to continue to convert natural resources into human consumable products, food, fiber, pharmaceuticals, and fuel, where we can easily accomplish that with no concern whatsoever, and then we've got to have somebody jumping up and down with a problem that, as I have just documented for you, is in no way, shape, or form misconstrued as science. I don't care if the guy did come from... I'm going to find somebody. I know plenty of people at Purdue. I'm going to find somebody that's going to tell me about this guy, and I guarantee you they're going to tell me, yes, he was always seeking another USDA grant, trying to find a problem with biotechnology. Grants are tough to come by, so you have to find something that's off the wall or politically correct to get funding. So that's what he constantly was chasing, was something to say that biotechnology is a bad thing. I'm just telling you, my crystal ball says that's what I'm going to find when I contact someone that I know at Purdue University, a great land-grant institution. But I guarantee you, that's what it's about. I'm Trent Luce, Colorado Trails and Tales. Here's what this is about. I like you coming along. If you were not here to be with me, I'd be talking to myself. And that gets really boring. More Colorado Trails and Tales after all this. If you do like I did and just log on to the website, abchorsemanship.com, you can keep track of the events and thoughts of Tim Austin and his blog. Exciting news being announced here today demonstrating the ABC method of horsemanship at the Illinois Horse Fair March 5th and 6th in Springfield, Illinois. The first demonstration before the bull will be, is that kind of like a Spain bull run? What do they call that? Running with the bulls? Tim Austin will be running with the bulls at the Illinois Horse Fair March the 5th, and that will be the first day. The second day is Groundwork ABCs. Always be consistent. You can check out the details and keep track of Tim's blogs on the web, www.abchorsemanship.com. Not to mention 39 the Mule. You can look at 39 the Mule and see what Tim Austin and Bob Cunningham have been able to accomplish with that spotted rage that's taking over. I think 39 the Mule is going to the Illinois Horse Fair, too. abchorsemanship.com. And look at the split like that. We're out of time. A to Z on a Thursday without the use of GPS technology. Colorado Trails and Tales. I'm Trent Luce. Moldy and not moldy. Never be moldy. More tomorrow. See you then. Red Shirt Friday. Don't forget.